Okay, this next one is something I am very curious in too, and it's a question I've had for a long time as well, and it's somewhat advanced, but it's something I think is on everyone's mind, at least at one point in their lives. What are some of the ways that spirits, deities, and other things can communicate with me in my spells, rituals, and other magic work? And what will I see or hear, and how will I sense them? And as a supplement to that, my own question is, can I even, talk to my grandmother that's passed away? I mean, is it possible, and how will it manifest itself, this communication?
Well, that's a very that is a very good question.
Yeah.
Different people hear and see different things when they're communicating with spirits. Now, some people are naturally attuned to it, and it makes it easier for them to do it. Some people have been shut down, usually by parents telling them there are no such thing as ghosts, there are no such thing as spirits, and you have to work to get past those blocks. And I go
Right.
through that a little bit in my book. Now, different people are going to react to spirits in different ways, or they're going to sense spirits in different ways. Some people are more attuned to visual sightings, some to auditory manifestations, some to touch, some to smell. Each person is different. Now, if you're working with the goddess of love, for example, one person may see her in full form, either physically in front of them or in their mind's eye. Some may see only a hazy color of red in one particular spot, or maybe even a red light cast over the entire working space. And some might hear words spoken out loud by her, or they might hear them whispered in their ear or sounding inside her head. Others might hear a buzzing or a musical instrument. Some people may feel touch on their shoulder, a caress on their cheek, or something brushing by them in passing. They might see candles flicker or go out, an item on their altar might get knocked over. They might smell an aroma of roses or even visualize a rose. Now, spirits work with us in both blatant and subtle ways. It becomes a simple matter of tuning in to what they're showing us, whatever way we seem to resonate with best for our perception. One thing's for certain, very few people have the exact same experiences with the spirit world. It's unique to the individual as their own fingerprints. So you need to take the time to work with deities and spirits. Now, as far as talking with spirits of loved ones or other spirits that may be around you, it's a matter of taking the time to tune in. Sometimes you might hear a little buzzing in your ear, and that's kind of sometimes a spirit's way of telling you, I'm trying to reach through to you. You know how you hear that ringing in your ears sometimes? And all you have to do is, actually consciously focus and say to them, I'm hearing you, I just can't understand what you're saying. You're letting them know that they're getting close in their frequency. When you're dealing with trying to contact spirits of loved ones and such, for the longest time, the spirit of my grandmother was with me. And I would smell the baking of pies, which was her favorite thing to do every time she came into the room. But the more I was able to focus on her and the more I knew it was her, the more shape she took. And eventually, I started being able to hear her voice talking to me, or she would come to me in my dreams and give me advice about something. And it was just a beautiful, wonderful experience. But the first thing you have to do is be open to it, and then you can start focusing on that individual. Sometimes they're going to be crossed over, they're not going to be able to come back and contact you. But a lot of times, even when they have crossed over, they will come back and contact you if your need is something that they can help you fulfill.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.